When my kids were young, we lived in a parsonage up in Rochester, New Hampshire. This parsonage was huge. It had 3 floors with 5 bedrooms and tons of closets. My kids loved it because there were always numerous hiding places when they played hide and seek. In playing hide and seek, the goal is to hide so well that the other person has a hard time finding you. In Acts 17, when Paul was introducing the sovereign creator God to people who didn't know him, he said that God wants people to seek him. He wrote, "And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us." As the sovereign creator, God created all the nations of the world, and he controlled their history. He determined their allotted periods and boundaries. Paul is saying that God controls the history of nations. One country flourishes, and another country is weakened. Why would God do that? Notice the reason Paul gives. So that these nations would seek God. Through their blessings or through their troubles, God designs history so that men would recognize his hand at work and seek him. But God isn't playing hide and seek with us. He wants us to find him. He is close to each of us. Are you looking for him?